Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Mohawk journalist Dan David was instrumental in developing a national newsroom for Indigenous voices in Canada at a time when such a service didn't exist. He helped launch news for the Aboriginal People's Television Network. In addition to changing the narrative that audiences heard, he launched the careers of a generation of Indigenous journalists. David walked on in January, and he is remembered for his visionary guidance. Karen Pugliese is the host and producer of Nation to Nation on APTN News. She is from the Pikwaknagon First Nation. She helped David build the early infrastructure that became APTN. Pugliese says David's legacy lives on in the way news is reported and who is reporting it.
The newsroom that he started could have been anything. Like, we could have just gone out and been another national newscast that has more or less the same stories on it, but it's just brown people telling those stories that day. The experiences that he had led him to this formula of telling news in a different way and making people think about what is Indigenous news. If we're going to be an Indigenous newscast, what does that mean? He thought about how the story should be based differently, who we should talk to should be different, what it would sound like and feel like should be different. That was all informed by that. So more than anyone in Canada, he changed the way Indigenous people are talked about in this country, not just by Indigenous journalists, but there was this outward flowing to other places where they soon became embarrassed and realized that they were talking in a very colonial way. I mean, he decolonized journalism before we had the word decolonize.
Pugliese says David always believed Indigenous people should be the center of their own conversations and decide what they want to talk about. Marie David is Dan David's sister. She is Ganagahage, or Mohawk. She says his eyes were opened when the new organization he worked for pulled him off the story of the Oka Crisis, a major event about a standoff initiated by Mohawks protecting their land. Marie David says that stayed with her brother afterward, as he then took a job in South Africa.
They thought he was too involved, even though it was his family that was involved in it. So he didn't cover it. And I think that kind of left a sour taste in his mouth, that he wasn't able to be a journalist in his own community and cover the story and bring that perspective out to the mainstream media. So when this opportunity to go to South Africa came up, I think initially he didn't want to do it. I think he wanted to walk away, but he changed his mind and he went to South Africa and he saw the parallels between apartheid and residential schools and the Indian Act and reservation system in Canada and the U.S. And I think it just revived him. He felt so simpatico with the South Africans and what they were going through and how much they not only wanted but needed to change the narrative in their communities as well, in their media system.
Marie David says she didn't realize until recently how widespread her brother's talent and influence reached. Bruce Spence is a producer at APTN National News. He is from Opaskwayak Cree Nation. He says David's influence at the network was evident from the start.
Back in the beginning, we had all these people in the same room. We all branched out after the training was over, and we put our stories together, and we went to air in March of 2000. And it was a weekly thing. But just getting to that point, for me, it was like, I've never done something like this before, working for monthly newspapers and stuff like that. To get all of us together and to focus on that one objective is to get this newscast out and to take it from there and branch out to telling all the stories that we possibly can from as many tribes and nations across this part of North America. And he laid the groundwork. He laid the foundation, and we're still doing it.
Spence calls Dan David a journalist of the people, whose quiet influence is a significant part of how the people of Canada view and understand the news. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.